Hello and welcome to the Bedtime Storycast, the podcast where I talk and you fall asleep. My name is Mike, and I invite you to get comfortable under the covers. Just take a few deep breaths in and out, and settle in as we listen to another soothing bedtime story entitled The Starlit Serenade. Sweet dreams. In a small coastal village, nestled between the rugged cliffs and the endless expanse of the sea, there lived a young boy named Aiden. Now, the village was known for its connection to the ocean. And every night, as Aiden closed his eyes, he embarked on a journey that would take him deep beneath the waves. Now, Aiden's dreams were not ordinary dreams. They were extraordinary adventures in the underwater realm. From a young age, he had been fascinated by the sea and its mysteries. And in his dreams, he became the sea dreamer, a guardian of the ocean's secrets. On one clear, moonlit night, as the salty breeze whispered through his window, Aiden felt the familiar pull of slumber. So he lay down on his bed, his imagination taking flight as he closed his eyes. And in his dream, Aiden found himself standing on the shore of a beach, bathed in silver moonlight. The waves lapped gently at his feet, and the stars above twinkled with an otherworldly glow. He knew this place well. It was the threshold beach, the gateway to his underwater adventures. And as he stepped into the water, he felt a change in the air. The sea around him shimmered. And suddenly he was underwater, breathing effortlessly. Aiden's dream form was adorned in a luminescent suit that allowed him to navigate the depths with ease. And he smiled as he took in the beauty of the underwater world. The first stop on Aiden's journey was always the Coral City, a magnificent underwater metropolis where creatures of all shapes and sizes lived in harmony. As he swam through the coral streets, he greeted the fish and the seahorses who welcomed him with joy. The coral buildings glowed with a mesmerizing array of colors, casting a gentle ethereal light that illuminated the city. Aiden's next destination was the whispering kelp forest. And here, the kelp leaves whispered ancient tales of the sea, stories of lost treasures and forgotten shipwrecks. Aiden listened intently, absorbing the wisdom of the kelp before moving deeper into the ocean. In the heart of the sea, he encountered the abyssal caverns, a realm of utter darkness and mystery. He knew that few ventured into these depths, but Aiden was not afraid, for he carried with him a special lantern that illuminated the path ahead. In the caverns, he discovered strange bioluminescent creatures that lit up the darkness like living stars. And as Aiden journeyed further, he came upon the ruins of Atlantis, a lost city frozen in time. The ruins held the secrets of a civilization long forgotten by the world above. Aiden explored the intricate carvings and grand architecture, imagining the lives of those who once called this place home. But the highlight of Aiden's underwater adventures was always his encounter with the ocean serenade, a majestic creature that sang songs of the deep. With each note, the serenade scales glowed with a mesmerizing, radiant light, and the music filled Aiden's heart with a profound sense of peace. And one night, as Aiden swam alongside the ocean serenade, he noticed a deep sadness in its eyes. The serenade's music had lost its luster, and its once vibrant scales had dimmed. Aiden knew that he had to help, so he began to sing along, filling the underwater world with the sweet melodies of his own heart. And as their voices intertwined, the ocean serenade scales began to glow brighter and the sea around them shimmered with a newfound brilliance. The underwater world came alive with colors and light, and the creatures of the deep gathered to listen to the serenade. With each note, Aiden's dream and the serenade's song became one, and together they created a symphony of dreams and emotions that resonated throughout the ocean. The sadness in the serenade's eyes slowly transformed into joy and gratitude. And as the first light of dawn broke on the horizon, Aiden knew it was time to return to the surface. He bid farewell to the underwater world, promising to return and continue his adventures as the sea dreamer. In the waking world, Aiden's love for the sea grew stronger with each passing day. He became a passionate advocate for ocean conservation, sharing his dreams and the beauty of the underwater realm with his village. His stories and his adventures inspired others to cherish and protect the oceans. And every night, as Aiden closed his eyes and embarked on his dream journey, he knew that he was not just a dreamer, but a guardian of the sea's wonders. The underwater realm awaited his return, and the ocean serenade song continued to echo in his heart, reminding him of the magic and beauty that could be found beneath the waves.